Good evening, everyone, and I am amazed at how many people are out here tonight interested in the Ginsbridge project moving forward. Thank you for all of your interest. And for giving me the opportunity to share my views with you tonight. If I'm redundant, please bear with me. Some of the things I'm about to say you probably have already heard, but I will get through it quickly. First, let me start by thanking all of you for working with the company and my family to help us bring this important project to fruition. It is important to the business that we expand now so we can stay competitive in our industry. It is important to our 270 employees who we value for their expertise and loyalty to the business. It is important to my family who has been in business in this county for more than 100 years now, and we want to stay right here. And we like to think it is important to the county to have committed family business that wants to invest $30 million here, add jobs, and continue to be an economic engine for growth in our community. Even as we have engaged in these discussions with you going back to last year, our competitive landscape is changing dramatically. The two biggest companies in our industry, Sysco and US Foods, have announced they intend to merge, creating a much bigger and more powerful enterprise. And just a few weeks ago, Driscoll Foods, a competitor of ours in northern New Jersey, received $18.5 million in tax credits to move 9 miles down the road and build a new warehouse the size of what we're doing to do, to expand our facilities and to grow our business. With all of this activity happening literally as we speak, we are in no position to stand still. To be able to grow and stay competitive in our industry, we need to expand, period. We do not have the luxury of tinkering around the edges of what we have or making do with our existing footprint. In our industry, scale is critical. We must expand, and we must do it now, or risk our business and the economic benefits to our community being marginalized. Everything we have done to build our business to where it is today will be at risk if we do not expand. Obtaining the financial assistance we are requesting from the IDA is a critical factor in our ability to expand now. As we have said all along, our priority is to expand right here in Columbia County. This has been home to my family for more than a century. It is the home of 60% of our employees and their families, and it is Nancy's and my home, and we want to stay here. It was in that spirit that we've engaged in the good faith negotiations that have brought us to these final stages. We believe that the mutual agreement we reached is good for Ginsburg's, good for our employees and their families, and good for Columbia County. For our part, we have committed an initial investment of $12 million of our own money to build an additional 65,000 square feet of refrigerated storage. We expect that at this initial expansion, we'll add 21 jobs to our local workforce over and above our current employment. Over time, we expect to invest another $21 million to increase our company's overall expansion to more than 300,000 square feet. Overall, we expect that our $30 million investment will add a total of 50 new permanent jobs here. And let's not minimize that fact that being able to expand here helps preserve the 270 existing jobs in our current workforce. These are great jobs with an average wage of $52,000 a year. As you know, the new and existing Ginsburg's jobs tells only part of the story. The IDA's own independent consultant, Inform Analytics, has estimated that in just the first phase of the project alone, another 167 jobs will be created during construction and through the increased economic activity that will be generated from our growth here in the county. Inform Analytics has also estimated that the tax revenue alone that is generated because of this expanded facility will be more than $11 million. This does not count additional benefits to our community resulting from further spending due to continued and increased employment and increased cost of operations. We believe those figures speak very strongly to the fact that any benefits provided to Ginsburg's will produce an excellent return to all parties. And as Inform Analytics has demonstrated, the county will receive a very strong financial return on these investments, along with security for hundreds of existing jobs and the creation of many more new jobs. Now, I know that there are some of you who have disagreed with certain aspects of these recommended benefits. And in all honesty, while it might be difficult for me to hear some of your comments made about me or our business, I respect everyone's opinion and their right to express it. You are not in business for 100 years without having an ear for what your friends and neighbors are saying, or not saying for that matter. And in fairness, in all my years of business, I don't think I've ever come across a negotiation or a public matter where there weren't opposing views. But at the end of the day, I do know this. We are a family business, and our family business has been right here for more than a century. The fact is, we need these benefits to stay competitive right here and now in Columbia County. We consider ourselves part of the fabric of this community, and we feel an obligation to be an employer of choice and a good corporate citizen. And we take pride in the level of support that the company and its employees have contributed in so many ways over the years. We are doing our best to continue to grow the company and remain strong in the face of competition and the continuing uncertain economic conditions. And we are extremely grateful that you have worked with us to ensure that our growth will occur right here. We believe that this is the kind of public-private partnership that is a model for how communities can work with businesses to create long-term sustainable growth. Again, thank you very much for your willingness to work with us and for your efforts in reaching our agreement. We look forward to getting started on the project and serving this community for many decades to come.